I'm speaking to Amy McDonald, who's the Golden Arc Awards Contest Manager, and we just had our presentation of awards. Can't say how excited I am that ZimCom was able to come away with our first ever Golden Arc Awards. Well, let's learn a little bit from Amy about how the contest went this year. Like, first of all, Amy, what was the participation like with all the entries?
You know, we were really pleased with this being our comeback year. The contest actually began in 1990, and it's been away for a few years, and we just brought it back. So in this first year, we had more than 40 entrants, and we walked away today with 19 Golden Arc winners and nine Golden Arc Merit Award winners. So we were thrilled with the actual result from the competition.
People are always interested in who handles the judging here. Tell me how that got put together.
Well, I wish it could have been me, but it didn't work that way. No, we really tried to do something different than all the other competitions in the industry. We went to the Florida PRSA chapter, and those folks are more, you know, they look at the science of PR, and they weren't going to be swayed by previous relationship with whether it be clients or products or, you know, whatever. So we were able to have them judged by a completely impartial group of folks in Florida, and we were thrilled with it because it really gave us a different sort of assessment of the strengths of our particular category.
Well, those were presented here at Ag Media Summit. Looking ahead, tell me, I know there's a couple changes, like in scheduling, for example, with the awards next year.
Well, we have an annual meeting each year, and this year it's going to be February 23rd through 25th in Fort Myers, Florida. That's the ARC, the Ag Relations Council. And at that event this year is when we're going to award the next round. So this is kind of a shortened timeline for our next Golden ARC contest. We think we'll have deadline around December 1. That's not been put in stone. But I think if folks will go to www.goldenarcawards.com, they'll be able to see the deadline and hopefully plan to join us in Fort Myers, and they can become see if they become a winner at that point. One other point on that, if they're not an ARC member already, their first entry into this competition allows them to become an ARC member, so we'd be excited to have them join our group.
Well, something I think you pointed out that I want to get in here is the fact that we didn't have entries in all categories, and there were entries in certain categories that didn't have a winner.
That's right. Absolutely. We didn't have entries in all categories. For the first statement, we found that folks seemed to enter the same contest, the same categories again and again. And what we have done is made public those categories that no one has entered. And we'll have that on the site, the website. And we've done that so that folks can go and say, you know, I want to enter next year, but which categories probably am I going to be more likely to be able to have a chance in? The second comment you made is we did have a category or so where people submitted entries, but the folks at PRSA didn't think that they had the behavioral objectives, they didn't have the research necessary, they didn't show the change in audience behavior as needed. And, you know, we do some pretty work, but we always have to make sure that it's measurable and that it's doing the work our clients need. And so that's why some of the awards were not chosen to be given to those categories.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to hearing the announcement when the new deadline and entries are going to be able to be made for the next one. That's Amy McDonald, who was the Golden Arc Awards Contest Manager this year. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.